Kingdom of Throat Stuck Luck. We were at the mercy of not having had anyone in the family die. We sang our song, we committed our talk, and working late seemed in our best interest. I sought everything crummy, an abomination of a raised arm at the back of a schoolroom. Without making a telegram of historical butter, the best we could do was share. Alexandria had been cut off from Egypt for many centuries by salt lakes. We experienced the torturing impact of a candle unconnected to the biography of lightning. When one of us pointed to the moon, it meant sprained right ankle. When someone hacked a hunk of goldfish onto a hanky, it meant see the brilliant rain. Without history, we went on wearing sombreros. We distanced ourselves from hospital corridors and sarcophagi, from whiskey-colored wind, from our esophageal amnesia. Time and again we emerged from the kingdom of throat-stuck luck. All we knew was a pale blue light, the advantage of a back window, and an ensorcelling phlegm with which to coat the long days of the throat.